Okay, let's launch into our first guest today in studio with us. We have Ben Dutton from the UNL Extension office. What's your title over there, Ben?
I'm the Rural Prosperity Nebraska Educator here. I do community development, small business development, and workforce development, that kind of work.
Okay. And Becky Parker is in with Ben. And Becky, you're with the Nebraska Enterprise Fund, which I didn't know existed until Ben sent me this email yesterday. What is the Nebraska Enterprise Fund?
We're a nonprofit located in Omaha, Nebraska.
In Omaha, okay.
We have come out this direction. We do business lending for small businesses and, and micro businesses, people looking to start a business.
Okay.
On top of that, we do business coaching, business training, business mentoring. We work with veterans in Omaha, or anywhere actually in the state of Nebraska, with Boots to Business, so that we help them if they decide once they come out of the service that they want to start a business. We work with them and get them what they need to do.
Good. So you're here to talk about a business startup training workshop that is coming up in February. So you gave me a list of questions here, so let's just go through these here and inform the people listening what this is all about, and we'll get some more people, I'm sure, by the end of this interested and want to sign up for it. So first of all, what is the business startup workshop, and who is it designed for?
The business startup class or training is for anybody that is either looking at starting a business or possibly that own a small business that are looking for more information.
Okay.
We work on business plans. We talk about projections. We talk about licensing. We talk about the difference between a sole prop and an LLC, which I always suggest LLC to protect them from their personal assets.
Sure.
We talk about how to become sustainable to keep your business going. Our biggest goal is to teach people how to keep a business going, to what to look for, what to...
things of that nature.
Huh? Yes.
Okay. Sounds like a good thing.
It's a two-hour workshop, so it's not going to... You know, this is kind of an introductory thing, and then we have the opportunity for some technical assistance afterwards. You know, we can work with them over time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of information to be conveyed over this. Why is now a good time for people in our community to think about starting a business?
I think there's always a good time to think about starting a business, particularly if you have that kind of mentality, that entrepreneurial mentality. But right now, you know, it seems like there's some uncertainty in the economy. There's different things that are happening, and anytime there's uncertainty, it's nice to think about how can I take control of my own future. With entrepreneurship.
Okay. Do you have to already have a business idea to attend this workshop, or is this just for people that may be exploring?
It's for both.
Okay.
People that are exploring maybe don't know that there's resources out there. They don't know where to go from point A to point B. You know, I have an idea, but I don't know where to go with the idea.
Okay.
So we teach them how to do that. People that maybe are ready to go, they don't know what the next step is, and we work with them on what the next steps are and how we can help them forward their dream or their goals.
Okay, sounds great. What are some of the key topics you're going to cover in the series?
Oh man, we're going to touch on a little bit of everything. We're going to touch on marketing, we're going to touch on finance, we're going to touch on some record keeping, we're going to touch on ideation. What else, Becky, are we going to do?
We're going to talk about business plans, projections, because most banks want that. They want to know what your ideas are. We're going to talk about, like he said, business finances, business plans, profit and loss, balance sheet. Most people don't know what those are. I have found out over the years that a lot of small businesses don't know that there's software out there to help them. On how to get a business, a profit and loss or balance sheet. It's like, okay, here's my stuff. Well, it doesn't tell me anything. It's a Word doc that says, okay, I made this much money and this is what my expenses are. But where do these numbers come from? We teach them how to do that.
Okay. And what do you say to someone who's thinking, I don't think I know enough, or I'm not an entrepreneur?
Many of us aren't. You know, many of us don't start off with this kind of knowledge, or maybe have had the training yet, and that's why we're doing this. Again, it's a kind of a two-hour introductory for someone who wants to, who's thinking about starting a business, and then we can take them from there. You know, we can help them over the series of the next month or two with some individual, you know, help and things like that. So nobody starts out knowing everything there is to know,
right?
But we can help them.
It can be a little overwhelming at first when you get a bunch of information dumped on you, but we can distill that down and help you direct your energy and help you become an entrepreneur for sure. So I think those that have started small businesses know how much it matters to communities. I'll let one of you explain why are small businesses and thriving small businesses so important to communities like ours?
That's super important. I think a lot of times we think that the huge corporations are the major employers in the United States, and it's just not true.
It isn't.
Yeah. Most people are employed by small businesses or they're small business owners, and particularly in our rural communities. I mean, these are the lifeblood of our communities, and so we need to keep them vital. And this is one way to do it, is to help people learn how to start or grow.
Yeah. We're encouraging them to start their own business for sure. And how can supporting local entrepreneurs strengthen our local economy and quality of life?
Well, with our local economy, people that have small businesses, the money stays here. It doesn't go like Walmart. It doesn't stay here. It goes back to the home office. So people with small businesses, they're keeping the money here, which helps our economy here. That's why we want people to come to North Platte. That's why we want people to start small businesses, to keep the money here, to help North Platte grow.
And jobs,
and too, exactly. Right? And like with Tyson closing, you know, look at, you know, that's going to hurt Lexington.
Yep.
So that's why we're here, to teach people why it's so important to do this.
Okay, so someone says, I'm getting interested in this and thinking about this business startup training workshop, getting involved. Give them what they'll walk away with if they choose to participate in this workshop.
You know,
what are they going to have at the end of these 2 hours?
People are going to come at different places. Some will just be thinking of an idea. Some will already be in business. I think the thing that's going to be most important is everyone will start where they are, and they'll walk away with, what are my next steps? What do I do right now to move my business forward?
Mm-hmm.
Or they didn't realize something. Owning a small business. I didn't think about that. And now they'll think about that.
And incorporate it into their plan or, you know, the way they conduct business maybe, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Get some ideas towards that. So give us the particulars on this. When does the workshop start and how can people register?
The training is February 3rd from 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
It's at the Votech campus at 1101 Halligan. They can go on to evenbright.com and sign up. We're not turning anybody away. You can just show up. That's fine, too. You can contact Ben or I. You can contact me at 402-685-5500, extension 211, or Becky P. at nebbiz.org.
And I'm out at the Research Center out here just south of town, and I'm with the Lincoln County Extension office there. And my phone number is 308-532-2683. And that is just the extension office out there, and you can get a hold of me there.
They would call that number and ask for you.
Yep.
Can they email you as well?
They can email me as well. Even better, ben.dutton@unl.edu.
Dutton is spelled D-U-T-T-O-N.
Yep.
ben.dutton@unl.edu. EDU, and you said the website is Eventbrite. Okay. .com. And once they go there, are they going to see the workshop on the main page, or do they have to do a search for it? Or
they'd have to do a search of North Platte.
So what
should they type in? Type in business classes or business training.
Business training.
Business startup North Platte.
Okay.
And there's no cost. It's free.
Oh, that was the next question I was going to ask. So you got ahead of
it's free. That's good. A good thing about NEF. Most of our stuff is free, so any coaching that we do is also free. So.
Sure. February 3rd is the first Wednesday, or the first Tuesday. The first Tuesday, because the first is a Sunday. That's how I'm remembering.
Yep.
So it's a Tuesday.
And that's our first session. We do a, we have another one in Lexington in March, and we're going, you know, McCook in April. So we'll be around the area.
So if someone's on the fence, can they just try this one out, basically? They're not obligated by going to this one to go to any others,
right?
That's right. They can just try this one out, and then if they get what they want out of it, great. If it just whets their appetite for more, they can attend others, right?
That's exactly right. And we'd love for them to register, but if, you know, if they're kind of on the fence and they think that day, you know what, maybe I will go, we'd love to have you. Just come show up.
Okay. So that's another thing in this day and age, because of our crazy lives that we have, things pop up, it seems like, all the time. And we got a lot of people that don't want to commit to anything because they hate dumping out at the last minute. Well, here you got a choice. I mean, if you think you're going to go, you can sign up, and with no cost. I mean, you just want people to come there too. You'd like to know ahead of time if you make a commitment, but if you just decide, you know, I think it's going to work out, and my work can wait, and I can spend a couple of hours. Did you mention the hours on February 3rd of the workshop?
5:30 to 7:30.
Oh, okay. It is an evening then. Okay,
yep.
It's an evening.
Yep.
Well, you can put in your work, and then get a little to eat, and then head over and take in the workshop.
Right.
That's the way it works. Our guests this morning have been Becky Parker of the Nebraska Enterprise Fund and Ben Dutton from the UNL Extension Office here in North Platte. We thank you both for coming on Mugs this morning and talking up the Business Startup Training Workshop coming on February 3rd. Appreciate your time. Hope you get a good crowd on the 3rd of February, okay?
Thanks a bunch.
Thanks. Thank you.